Guys, hi!
Bitches, hi!
Hey, what hey. Are you doing here?
Hello, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a...
Fuck.
A fuck. This is the podcast where we celebrate being... Oh my hair. Where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women.
It's all about being yourself, babe.
Just yourself, whatever that is. I'm having a hair problem today. Do you know these headphones just are not good for the hair?
Oh my God, you should see what they've done to mine.
Yeah, it's really funny, actually. They've actually made, like, her hair's like poker straight, and they've made an indentation of circles on each side, like full.
Committed to the cause.
Absolutely. Coming up on today's show, a woman gets stuck in a loft after a cheating hubby's wife returns.
We debate a woman's list of rules for after she's had a baby.
And one of our listeners goes all out for revenge with a toxic fella. You won't believe what she did.
On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard, girlfriend, and boys too. Send your stuff over to hello@niptuckpod.com. We've got a WhatsApp number as well, so you can voice note us, which makes it super easy to get in touch. If you head over to our socials at Nip Tuck Pod, then you'll find out on there the best way to get in touch. Now, we want your slutty Susans, we want your funny date stories, we want your threesomes gone wrong, we want your pegging experiences.
Fucking hell.
We want it all. No
holds I want
barred.
It all.
We want
I
it want all.
Does anyone remember this song, Lucas,
I
you
want
included?
It all.
No. Ready? Don't wanna love you if you don't love me.
It came up on my phone.
Don't wanna need you. Right, listen to this. So I got this playlist.
Wasn't it
that was
like
all
20
those.
Years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, right. And I played it to one of my mates. She's like, I've never heard this in my life. I was like, what? It's Samantha
How old
Mumba.
Was she?
2 years. Sophie, she's 3 years younger than me. That's why, isn't it? Don't wanna
These
tell
young,
you this now.
How scary is it when you'll be having a conversation with someone and you fully think they're the same age as you and they go not. Like, I'm 22.
And you're like oh, whoa. That means I'm like a grandma. There was another song as well. Ace of Base, do you remember this? Life is a flower, so precious
no.
in your hand, carry on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Right.
Because I thought you would, you're gay.
You're
yeah,
gay.
You you're
Do
gay.
They play all of those gay songs? Gay songs. Lukey, do they play all of these fun songs in Gay Village? Or...
I don't know.
And we're going.
Right, let's go, let's go. I've got a really funny story for you. It's me clapping. Okay, so I got a lady in for Lip Blush. She's a big pod fan. She told me this quite a while ago and I forgot to tell her. Let me just...
Let me just move my lisp away and I can't.
Okay, I got it. Let me just... Ooh, okay, let's start again. Right, lady came in. Podcast did a lip for Litna and she told me a story, so she's seeing I might say it wrong, so she will be listening to this. If I say it wrong, I'm sorry, but I've got the
I'll
gist
add
of it.
Some embellishment yeah. in sprinkle
I'll sprinkle maybe. I can't remember it all, so if it's wrong I'm sorry, but I've got the gist. So she's with this guy, she's been seeing him quite a while, she goes back to his, she's wearing a pair of leather pants, that's vital for later on. They've been on a night out, been for a meal, they go back, they've had a load of sex, she's lying there, legs...
Stunning!
Yeah, legs akimbo, everything's wet everywhere, you know what it's like. Anyway, there's a bang on the door. Fuck, he jumps up. She's like,
is this at night time?
Mm-hmm. In like, maybe like 11 o'clock. There's someone at the door, so he's like, I'm going to have to go and get the door. He runs down. She kind of listens at the door. It's his fucking wife.
No.
Right? So she's like, shit, what do I do?
Did she know he had a wife?
No. So she's like, or maybe she thought they were estranged. She didn't know that it was. So she's like, shit. So she's looking around. She said she gets her leather pants, starts dragging them on as fast as she can. And he's keeping her at the door. So he's like, why do you want to come in? At the same time, she's thinking, you fucking prick. But she doesn't want to get caught by this woman because she had half of me thought, do I go down and be like, I didn't know. And she thinks, no, it's a small town. Everyone's going to talk. I just need to get the fuck out of here. So she drags on these leather pants. And she said at the same time, like, obviously, they've been at it all night. It's not great. There's a lot of water going around. She's dragging them on. She's looking around like, what the fuck do I do? Anyway, she sees some stairs and a loft. So she's like, I'll just get in the loft really quick. At the same time, somehow, and now this bit I don't quite understand, so I'm going to ad lib, he... manages to keep the wife at the door and runs upstairs and he's like, get in the loft. So she gets up, she doesn't ask any questions because she's thinking I need to get away. She gets in the loft, he shuts the hatch. She said she sat there thinking, how has my life come to this? I'm sat in the loft in the dark.
She's not even done anything wrong.
And she sat there like, anyway, she hears movement Then she hears the door close. And then she hears...
They've gone out.
The key lock in the door. They've gone. He's locked her in the house.
Where's her handbag?
I don't know. In the loft. She's sat in the loft in the dark. And they've gone. Then she hears the car. She sat in the loft. So she said she was literally thinking, how has my life got to this? So she said she managed to get out of the loft. And she runs down, thinks, right, he must have managed to get her away. They must have gone home together, whatever. They must have gone wherever. And she goes to the door and the door's locked. She's stuck in the house.
I'd smash the place up.
So she's running around in a blind panic. She texts him.
I'd have a dirty protest.
She texted her and said, he says, sorry, had to get out of there, explain later. So she's like, I'm locked in the house. And he replies, windows open. So she climbs out the window with her leather pants on and coming out of her, climbing out, thinking...
Also, Uwe's having unprotected sex with
thinking,
someone.
How have I got here? Yeah. How have I got here? So she manages to get out, runs down the lawn.
Yeah.
And the neighbour's floodlights outside come on.
Oh, no.
And she's running.
At night. Right.
In their garden. Anyway, some mate picks her up. She goes. Turns out he had a wife and he was staying in his mum's.
So
house
she
that he was renovating.
In his mum. Mm. In his mum's house.
Yeah. But she was sat in the loft in the dark.
The fuck is wrong with these people?
Thinking, what do I do here? So, yeah, thank you for that one. I just thought it was really funny. She was sat in the loft in leather pants thinking, how have I got here? Have you ever had those moments in life where you've thought, how did I get here?
Yeah.
And you sat there and you think, how have I got
into
this? Point of my life. The story that I mentioned on the podcast and got in trouble for, that's, and I don't care now, that is one of the times that
we've got over the place.
We got over that. That's one of the times that I thought, how?
That was not a good point in your life.
Did I get here?
Thank God we got on that situation.
Anyway, now that's my crazy old life. Your life is boring and pregnant. I know you don't like giving them, but give us a pregnancy update.
There really is.
How many
one.
Weeks now? Sorry, I just clicked my finger.
People that do that are not okay.
By the way, people say it gives you arthritis. Google it. It doesn't. Carry on.
Like, what? That's such a blimpy
energy thing. I'm going to do them all now just to annoy you.
Don't do that, Lauren, please.
Can I just show you something? Watch this. Lucas, listen to this. Watch. Patreon. Watch this. Ready?
Ew. That was Lauren, my neck. That's disgusting. It
feels so good.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Still pregnant.
How pregnant?
17 weeks.
Fucking hell, that's happened quick.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like halfway through.
17 weeks, that's a decent pregnant now. I always feel like up until about 16, it's just like, are you even?
Yeah.
What is it? What even is it? But you're 17 weeks, I'd say that is pregnant.
I feel a lot better this week.
You were throwing
Thank
the
God
fuck up
I
last week.
I was throwing up like bad. Like, but... It's all good because we've got our show that I need lots of energy for.
So 17 weeks, what happens in that length of time? Like, are you still wearing normal clothes but a bit bigger?
I'm
like,
not going to be wearing maternity
clothes. No, I know, but you can still pretty much wear the same shit, can't you? You just roll it down
a bit. Oh my God,
yeah.
Well, no, those crazy yoga.
They stretch,
don't
they?
Anyone that follows me on Instagram will know I am obsessed with this Amazon leggings and they're like, did you buy some? Mm-hmm. How good are they?
Sorry, I was just drinking my coffee. Yeah.
They're amazing. They're and for the price, like...
So you're still on that phase, aren't you? And you're not being sick anymore?
Because the Adenola ones don't stretch as much. I'm just over Adenola.
I do like some of the stuff, though.
I do. But every bitch has got it on. And it's got branding all over
They've
it.
Got... I am going to buy a certain blue. I just think they're unusual and I like them. Anyway, so you are... Have you bought anything? Or is it true that every child you have, you leave it later and later? Because you're busy.
I bought it a coat.
No, darling. I meant, like, essential things. Fucking coat.
I've got everything.
You're going to reuse?
Yeah.
So it wasn't long ago, was it, with Teddy?
No, because it's all still out.
Of course, yeah. Where's it going?
The baby?
Yeah.
In Teddy's bedroom.
Where's Teddy going?
So
not in my room.
He's going to have to go in your room.
Now you've got rid of your sister.
He's going to have to go in your room.
So Saskia stays where she is. Baby goes in Teddy's. Teddy goes in my room.
Because my new house isn't going to be ready for a while.
So he'll be with you. Will you? How long? This is a question. Everyone's got a different opinion on this. How long will you have baby in your room?
Isn't it till they're 6 weeks?
6 months, sweetheart.
Oh.
We don't have to. That's not a have to. My friend got rid of hers. Got rid of. About 8 weeks.
Depends on the baby. You just don't know. Like, honestly, each time you have a baby, you get way more chilled.
Yeah, I absolutely agree that,
like,
that would be the case.
I love having Saskia in my room. Like, same. And she's such a little cuddler.
Same.
But Teddy is not a cuddler.
Right, so you just
will
listen
not
into
cuddle
it. Really?
And wants his own bed and his own
fair
space.
Fair enough.
You know, like, if he's ill, I'll be like, he's got to get in with us. Yeah. And I'll go and get him.
He doesn't
and then
want
I'll, like, sit and cuddle him and he's like, get off me.
He doesn't want to. No, I get
it's
out.
Like when you were younger, you used to lock your pet in the bedroom with you. I do that with him.
It's when kids try and pick cats up and they're like, trying to get away. They're like,
he's
come and,
like,
cuddle me.
No.
Really?
Whereas Saskia is like, Maybe it's boys and girls are different.
James has been working away, so I've been having Thea in my bed quite a lot and I love every second of it. Like, now he's going to stop soon. And I'm a bit uncomfortable about that. So I said to him the other night...
Do you not transport her into her own bed?
I just want her there all night. I sniff her in the night and stuff. So I said to James...
Their little faces when they're asleep.
I said to James, do you think one night a week we could have her? He was like, listen, you can have her every night. I don't mind.
Saskia basically sleeps with me most nights.
I love it. Honestly...
Like, what can you do when they come and want to get in bed with you? You can't say no.
I love every second of getting in bed with her, cuddling up to her, sniffing her, and I sleep so nice. Like, I fall asleep. Oh, I just love her. I love her. Oh, God.
Does yours snore? Mine snores.
No, it doesn't snore. Doesn't do much. It wriggles.
Yeah,
a lot.
And kicks.
It kicks and wriggles.
That's it when I'm more heavily pregnant.
You can't.
Me and you were sharing a hotel room and everyone was like, are you okay sharing a bed? I'm like, I usually share a bed with literally like 10 people.
Yeah, and... Like, what do they think I'm going to do? Roll over and kick you?
I'm not that big either,
that
am I?
Like, they're like, are you sure you're going to be okay sharing a bed? You're pregnant. I was like, I didn't say anything, but I felt like saying, oh, she's like not even big. You don't even
do
pregnant.
Do you remember that time we went on that hen do and me and you shared a bed?
Vaguely. It was blur. Blurry. There's some funny though. I remember laughing in the morning.
Me and you, it was
like
it was,
crying,
no,
laughing.
Me and you were. We woke up with like kebab in our bed.
Yes, we were pranking people.
And we, for some reason, had been put in like a separate annex bit. Do you remember? And we could hear them all like arguing with each other and stuff. And we were pissing ourselves.
I remember.
We were like,
morning.
Thank God,
that's when I was talking to
that guy.
The guy.
Yeah,
that guy, and and we were ringing him. Oh, God, I've made some big mistakes. I love the game where you can get rid of one person. It's just so much fun.
What is it?
Where you're allowed, like, you know, your list of people you've slept with or been out with, you're allowed to get rid of one. You have to like weigh up which one you completely.
I just had like a convulsion at thinking of all the bad things I've done as well.
Anyway. That's that. So,
so you're doing intermittent fasting.
Right. I want to talk to you guys about this. Again, not healthcare, not doctor, blah, blah, boring. Let me tell you some facts.
Blah, blah, boring.
I listened to Diary of a CEO. Not my normal real thing, but I was doing some clearing out. And there was two that I really took note of to tell you guys, because you'd have to listen to them all. I'm picking the good bits out, trust me. So here we go. A little bit of information about fasting. Okay. Fasting is actually incredibly good for you, incredibly good for your body, not just for weight loss or anything like
healing
that.
Healing and stuff.
Healing.
Yeah.
They do it for cancer patients in certain places where they will not let them eat. So let me tell you, it's to do with the ketones. You know about this because Susie,
no, I used to do it.
You used to do ketone
so
diet.
So I used to have my last meal at like 7 p.m. and then I would break my fast at 12 o'clock.
So after 8 hours, your body starts to produce ketones. Google it if you don't know what that is. Now listen to this. This is interesting. At 15 hours, this is some professor talking about this. At 15 hours, your
burning,
growth hormone increases by 13%. Now,
so
growth
good.
Hormone is what we all want because that's what decreases as we get older. It's anti-aging. It's your cell turnover. So after 15 hours of fasting, that's what happens. Now, after 17 hours of fasting, your body begins to worry a little bit.
Yeah.
So what it does is it starts looking at the cells in your body, focusing on removing the bad cells and focusing on getting the good cells stronger because it's thinking, shit, we need to be in our optimum. And that's at 17 hours. Ready? There's something called autophagy, which is your cell repair. And that's what happens at that time. So 17 hours is what I'm aiming for every day. Now, I know a couple that go to the gym. They're both amazing, look really amazing. And they do a full Monday with no food.
Couldn't.
It's and they really look amazing. They're very healthy.
To caveat, the reason why I stopped doing keto and fasting is that it's absolutely horrific for female hormones. So if you're looking to like conceive and stuff like that, then
really, is it
really, really bad for your hormones?
Right, guys, I didn't know that, so check that. But listen to this also. Do you know when people say that breakfast is the most
important? It's not.
So the reason that got said, listen to this for interesting. I think it was the 70s when cornflakes kind of came out.
Yeah.
They're
not even fucking breakfast.
They're not even nice. They made that slogan. Cornflakes made the slogan, breakfast, the most important meal of the day. And it has stuck since then. It's marketing. Stop. Now, people say you need breakfast, lunch and dinner. No. That has never been the case since we were back to being apes. That has never been the case. That's what food companies and marketing have taught us to think. Yes, and restaurants. That's all that is. And what they were saying is back in the day, we were hunter-gatherers. So what we would do is come out of our caves, we would go and get all our food, rah, 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 and fight everyone and eat everyone, bring in our hunt. We would eat it all. And when we ran out, we would then not eat again until we were very hungry. And then we would go back out again. Now, that means that our bodies, when going into fast, go back to that fight or flight thing where they think, shit, the body needs to hunt for food soon. So it makes you more switched on. It makes you better at cognitive focus because you're going to get your kill.
Yeah.
So they were saying you should always fast before anything important because your brain is going to be much more switched on. There's honestly, just go on it. So Diary of a CEO, I don't know which episode it was. Scroll down, you'll work it out yourself. Or you'll probably message me asking
Susie
me.
Eats one meal a day.
Yeah, and scroll down and have a little look. And it's called something about fasting. And I just found it incredibly interesting.
It is.
But, so that's what I'm doing now. The other reason I'm fasting is if I put my eating window very small.
Yeah.
It's quite obvious,
you can
really.
Eat whatever the fuck
I can
you
eat,
want.
Well, I can eat a bit more. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's like
so
a
I am fasting
day.
And I tend to stop at 8 o'clock and I don't eat again
until
2 p.m.
I'll be doing keto for a few weeks, but I'm going to have a fat Christmas, I've said it.
Listen, if I had another baby, I would give myself, and with Thea, I gave myself 6 weeks of not even looking
caring.
At my body.
No,
I didn't
I'm
even look in
to.
The mirror
Your
because
body
everything
needs to
changes.
Heal. You need like warm
I didn't
food.
Look at my tummy or anything. I thought at 6 weeks, I will look at what's going
I'm
on.
I'm not
going
to be doing
and
that.
And I'll potentially deal with what's going on at
I'm
6 weeks.
Bothered.
But not so until
take
then.
Take me as I am. Be back at work anyway.
She says.
I will.
Right, we're going for a break. I need a coffee, but we will be back with Slutty Susans. But first. Are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set an alarm for a Wednesday and a Friday? You're ready for the new release? Do you laugh out loud when you're on the train, when you're driving, when you're at the gym? If you do and you love us, please share us, okay? Just share us everywhere. That would help us massively. So thank you in
thank
advance.
You.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
We've got a funny one here, haven't we, Lauren?
It's funny if you think it's funny, but she's not being funny.
I don't think it's funny, I think it's serious.
Yeah, you think it's serious.
Right, so I saw this TikTok and as usual sent it to Lauren.
And as usual, normally she sends me that many, I don't even look at any of them. But
so this girl put, my kid, my rules. So this girl's heavily pregnant and she has written a list of rules which her and her partner are sending to all friends and family members and have posted on their social media so everyone is aware. Are you ready to hear the rules? Let me whiz through the rules and then we'll discuss. No visitors until I feel ready. It might be days, it might be weeks, I don't know. My mum meets the baby first in hospital, then my partner's mum. No exceptions. No announcement of his birth or pictures on social media until we have done this ourselves first. After that, post as much as you like about him. Wash your hands before holding and touching him. No kissing on his face. I don't care if you're related to him. If he cries, hand him back to me or his dad. I don't care if you think you can settle him. We won't be travelling to introduce him to anyone bar elderly grandparents. If you want to meet him, you come to us. Absolutely no unannounced visits. No unsolicited advice on how we are choosing to do things. Times have changed and we will do what we feel is best.
Please do not visit if you are unwell or you have kids at home that are unwell. If you didn't bother to check in on me during my pregnancy, don't bother now.
Fucking hell, she's narcissistic.
Do you think?
Yeah, do you know what I think about that? Entitled, self, full of self-importance.
Also, like, people have babies every day.
Every day, shut the fuck up. Have your baby, piss. All right, then, I don't want to see your baby anyway. So fine. Like, she's making, like, you can't see my baby. All right, then, I'll go and see my mates because everyone's having them.
Mm.
She, for me...
Do you have no rules that you'd put in place?
Yeah, I do. I have my own rules, but I don't feel the need to put a list and put them on my Instagram.
What would your rules be, Lauren?
So this time round, my rules would be... The only... honestly, out of that, washing hands before picking the baby up. But I don't feel like... I would just say, go and wash your hands before you pick her up. I don't feel like that needs to be written down.
Yeah, I had signs with Saskia. Not signs, but like I had hand gel, a big
to make it clear,
a big one placed on every like three corners as she entered the room.
I probably would have walked past them all. I bet I didn't wash my hands before I picked her up. I've got a picture of
Thea
picking her up.
In your fucking house with shoes on as well when you've just had a baby or when you've got kids. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that anyway. You take your shoes off at the door, don't you?
That's
anyway.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So that would be one. Not kissing the baby, honestly. Isn't something I ever thought about when Thea was born.
Have a
and
look at the stuff that's going on at the minute.
Yeah, since then, the things that we've spoken about,
horrendous.
I would.
You can kill a baby.
I would think more of it. Back then, if my friend kissed my, and they did kiss my baby and I kissed theirs. But having read all that now, yeah, I would change that. But I would just say when they were going to hold the baby, we just go and wash your hands. I don't feel the need to be so fucking
handbags,
obsessive about yourself.
Handbags, coats and shoes need leaving at the door. Do you know that your handbag has got as many germs on it as the bottom of your
shoes? It will, because mine's on the floor right now.
So babies have got, like, no immunity. You need to be really, really careful. And we had winter babies, so, like, people are poorly and stuff. Like,
one thing I would do differently this time, this isn't a rule, I would just make the choice that I probably, other than immediate family, wouldn't have any visitors for the first few weeks. And that only reason for that is my own...
Energy and mental.
Yeah. Because I felt like I had to then get up, get dressed, make people coffees. So for that reason...
Unannounced visitors, no thanks.
No. And do you know what I think? I do agree with some of these points, but I think putting them like that in a list... And so it's
everyone's just going to bitch about you.
In my opinion, that list is an extremely negative list. It is basically saying, if you didn't speak to me, don't come. It, to me, that is someone looking to piss people off and looking to make a point and being self-obsessed and negative. It's a negative list. You've just had a baby. How about what a lovely time that is? You've just had an amazing baby and you can't wait to show him to your friends and family. What a negative looking for shit list.
You just don't
know. I wouldn't
know
go to see that baby.
I know, Lauren.
Stick eat your baby.
If you
don't want to come anyway.
If you don't set boundaries, which sometimes, unfortunately, you have to do in writing.
She's done
writing,
that to piss the mother-in-law off.
You do
have
to set
boundaries. That is a list that
you
said to piss your mother-in-law off.
Because some people are fucking not okay and they do try and do very odd things.
And I understand that, but I just feel like if someone turned up unannounced, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, you're going to have to come back another day. It's mental in here,
door.
Or I wouldn't answer the door. And then, like... My mum will see him. Then why does everybody need to know that? The only people that need to know
are
that.
They, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why has she written
it?
Yeah.
See what I mean? The only people
it's a bit
that
humiliating,
need to know.
Yes. Isn't it?
It's saying to the mother-in-law, and you're second, hon, and there'll be no.
Oh, that's not very
she's
fair.
She's done it to piss her mother. I'm telling you, she's got an interfering mother-in-law. She's not going to write this.
Well,
list
that's
piss
a good
off.
Thing about fucking off down to London for me to have
no
the
one
baby. Because I just say no thanks.
When will you come home after the baby?
3 nights I'll stay.
One of the best times was the 3 nights I spent in hospital after I had Thea.
Yeah.
I stayed because we were poorly, but still, one of the best times. I had 3 days, me
no
and the baby.
One else.
And my mum came and a few friends, but that was it. And it was just, it was one of my happiest times.
Exactly.
One of my nicest memories of just like getting used to having just us before you go back to the real world.
Yes,
I think that's important. But yeah, I think like the list saying who in what order. Why do we all need to know that? We're not going to be at the hospital. I ain't going to try and turn up and hold
people,
your leg up while you push.
People do these weird rules as well about pictures on social media for like their wedding day and stuff.
Yeah, and I also think like it's kind of obvious. Like no one's going to post your baby. And so what if they do?
I've
like,
been to
shut
weddings
up.
Before where it says on the when you arrive like no pictures. This is what I mean. We've so posted full
and it's self important. Like, oh my god, I'm
cringing. You're not Beyonce.
Yeah, this is what I mean. And the kid isn't either. So we like, so, shut up.
What? No posting until the OK magazine deal, like, comes through. Yeah, guys.
I just don't understand that. One thing I have been,
you feel
so,
a bit like being told off, and then yeah, it makes you want to rebel.
And this is what I mean. And this is the thing with the baby now. If that, I'd be like, I don't want to see your baby now. How about that? And do you know what's going to happen to this woman? She's going to be sat there ready to tackle everyone, ready to have an argument. And not one person's going to come round. She's going to be there ready to say, wash your hands, don't kiss my baby. And not one person.
Imagine having a daughter-in-law like that.
No one wants to see your baby. Because really, do you? They're boring. Cost you 50 quid, 20 quid for a present. I'd rather not.
If you don't come round, I won't be arsed.
No, I will come round. I like.
You'll have to come round to record anyway.
I like a baby. I will come round. I prefer them at Teddy's age. That's them. Whenever I come around, what's the first thing I do? Pick him up. That's my favourite age.
Ugh.
I think they're lovely.
Lukey's going to meet him. Oh, my God. Right, we've got a Slutty Sue coming at you.
Slutty Sue coming on at you.
You read it because I've just rambled.
Hi, girls and Lucas. Love the pod. I've got a few Slutty Sue... Oh, a few. What a slag.
Slutty you.
You Slutty you. Few Slutty Susan stories to tell you, so brace yourselves. No judging, please.
We don't
never
judge.
Unless sometimes we do. Not about this, though. Just other stuff. And keep me anonymous. I went off the rails a few years ago, partying, drinking, shagging, etc. And I was shagging this scumbag man on and off for a year.
Did I write this?
Is this me? He was well known for being a twat. It's me. On Christmas Day, he invited me and a few friends to a hotel suite he had for the night. Who does that on Christmas Day?
Drug dealer.
With some of his friends, absolutely. Obviously, we were all pissed and we ended up doing anal
in the bathroom.
All of you? No, I think she just means them. Obviously, we were all pissed, full stop. We ended up doing anal in the bathroom of his hotel. Later on, after way more drinks, my friends had gone home, so it was me and his friends, who I've never met. There was a few double beds in the room, so a few of them decided to get some sleep. Me and his friend were chatting and drinking, and one thing led to another, and I ended up sleeping with him in the same bed that my mum was asleep in, right next to him. It felt so... I bet that felt good. It felt so naughty, so I enjoyed it. When it was over, my man turned around, and... it turned out he'd been awake for the past hour listening to us. Oh, my God. He stormed out of the hotel room at 7 a.m, and I chased after him. Why did you chase after him? Why? Down the road with no clothes on, and I'd work at 9 in the morning. It was a rough Boxing Day, to say the least.
Imagine the anxiety.
Shit. So a month later, the day before my birthday, we had a toxic argument. What, he stayed with you after you shagged his mate in the same bed? He was doing all sorts, and wasn't he? We had a toxic argument because I was going on a night out and I was pissed off the way he spoke to me and treated me. I mean, you did shag his mate. So in revenge, I met up with another one of his friends who wasn't at the hotel after this night out, as I'd known him mutually for a while and he knew I was seeing the twat. I ended up having a foursome in a different hotel with him and his friends, me being the only girl. Oh, I'm interested more in this.
You want, that's one of your fantasies, isn't it?
Don't know.
Getting gangbanged.
Can you tell us a bit more about this? Could you send us another one with more details of the foursome? I'm interested what happens. He then found out, as his friend who was involved told him the next day, and I thought it was funny, but he deserved what he got. He was the most vile human being, and I don't regret it in the slightest. He went around and told everyone in my hometown, so for a while, that's all I was known for. Plenty more where that came from. Oh, I love this girl. As if you get
if a lad had a foursome, he'd be like, he'd be getting high-fived.
Oh my God, he'd be high-fived. Yeah. But if a girl, then that's it. You've got a rep. Weird, isn't it? But I like you. You're fantastic. That's really good. But
the
I can't...
logistics.
Yeah, I wonder the logistics of the foursome. And I'm also, I don't understand how he got back with you after you
also,
were shagging his mate.
At what point do you say, like, come on, guys? Like
all four of us. How does that happen? How does it go into that? Does one of you start with the other and then one by one and another dick pops in?
Yeah,
or do
I think
you say,
take it in turns.
Or,
but I wouldn't feel very in control in that
next
situation, because men always get a bit worked
carried away
up.
Was it prearranged that you were all going to go and have sex, or did all of you go and you were the only woman, and then did you start kind of kissing one man, take
and
your clothes
was,
off, and then one
and
started
having...
watching, then the other started wanking, then the one by one joined in? Like, how did this, was it just one man to begin with? Like,
And how do you know when it's the end?
How do you know when it's over? Does every man come? At what point do you say, like, okay then, that was good. Like, what do? When
shop's
do you
closed.
Stop? Shop's finished. When does it stop? Please, more of this.
Anyway, that's enough for today.
Keep them coming in. Hello at niptuckpod.com or voice note or WhatsApp. More of them. I love them.
Basically, just get in touch. Email us. Get us on our socials. On our socials, basically, it tells you all the ways that you can get in touch. And we will be back with a bonus episode this Friday. It's all about you, your dilemmas.
You.
Beauty questions, anything you want to ask us, ask away, guys. We love a little Q&A sesh. So if you get something in now, you might get to hear it on this Friday's episode. Don't forget as well, guys, if you sign up to Patreon, you can watch full video episodes.
There is actually, you find a lot out on there because you wouldn't believe the visuals and the hand motions
and
that go on.
And we do Q&As on there and there's content.
We
stuff.
Did a really good one the other week. We literally just sat and answered all the questions that were sent in, and we don't, like, no holds barred. We just answered them straight up. So, yeah, we looked in our handbag the other day, didn't we, for someone? Love you all. Have the nicest week and we'll see you Friday.
Bye.